MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The first jobs report under the Trump administration showed a job growth increase but fell below expectations, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics figures. Of New Mexico's 33 counties, some have been hit harder than others with higher unemployment numbers during the last several years. Luna County showed the highest unemployment rate in New Mexico at 15.4%, while Los Alamos had the lowest unemployment rate at just 2.1%. Chavez County had a reported unemployment rate of 4.3%. Otero County reported unemployment of 4.9%, and Lincoln County reported an unemployment rate of 5.1%. In New Mexico, Chavez County became the third county in the state to report a case of the measles. New Mexico now has a reported 56 cases of the measles, with 53 of those being in Lee County and 2 in Eddy County. Meanwhile, in West Texas, measles cases have risen to 505 as of Tuesday, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. Gaines County, Texas, which sits just to the east of Lee County, New Mexico, has the highest reported number of cases at 328. Terry County has a reported 46 cases, and Lubbock County has a reported 36 cases. Fire line was complete Tuesday evening around the San Carlos 64 fire, and all forward progression has been stopped. Fire is estimated at around 2 acres, and multiple fire units from MAFR, Mescalero BIA Forestry, and the U.S. Forest Service, as well as Mescalero Conservation and Mescalero Apache Emergency Management, responded. No evacuations have been ordered. And New Mexico State University's Chili Pepper Institute's annual spring plant sale is returning this week. This year's event features a variety of chilies, tomatoes, marigolds, zinnias, and petunias. The sale is on Thursday and Friday at the Fabian Garcia Science Center starting at 8 a.m. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.